Our Science.
Unit 7. 3. Reading Comprehension. I think that the biggest change this century will be that we will stop using technology as a tool and start using technology as part of the body. These are the words of Neil Harbison, the first person in the world to be officially recognized as a cyborg. In other words, a living being with both natural and artificial parts. He owes his cyborg status to a wearable device that he calls an iBorg. This is an antenna that is mounted to his head and attached to a chip implanted in the bone at the back of his skull. Born with a rare form of extreme color blindness, Harbison can perceive the world only in different shades of gray. Using the iBorg, however, he is finally able to perceive color. It functions by analyzing the wavelengths of colors and turning them into sounds, which are then relayed through his bones to his inner ear. This may sound like a replacement for color perception, but in many ways the iBorg exceeds human perception. For example, the device is capable of distinguishing 360 different colors and allows Harbison to perceive the presence of ultraviolet, which is a non-visible wavelength of light. Given the rapid technological advances we are making, Harbison believes that it is inevitable that more and more people will start using technology as part of their body. One country where this trend is becoming more widespread is Sweden, where thousands of people have already had microchips inserted underneath their skin. The main purpose of these microchips, usually inserted between the thumb and the index finger, is to make daily life more convenient. For example, they can be used as contactless credit cards, key cards, and transportation passes. Several Swedish companies are offering microchip implants to their employees to help them quickly enter buildings, open security doors, operate printers, or pay for cafeteria food. Once the chip is embedded beneath your skin, there is no longer any need to worry about misplacing an ID card or carrying a heavy wallet. Various reasons have been suggested to explain why Swedes in particular are more willing to use implanted technology than people in other countries. One is that Sweden is a country where people have a strong belief in the positive potential of digital technology. Since the government has made substantial investments in technological infrastructure, the Swedish economy is now largely based on digital exports, digital services, and digital tech innovations. As a result, it is one of the world's most successful creators and exporters of digital products and is home to globally successful companies in the digital realm, such as Skype and Spotify. Perhaps a deeper reason is the popularity of the so-called transhumanist movement in Sweden. Transhumanism is a belief that we humans should try to escape our biological limitations and upgrade our bodies through incorporating technological devices into them. Wyndham Raz from the UK is one example of a growing number of transhumanists. She has microchips in both hands to open doors and send information, as well as LED lights in her arm and 5 magnets in her left-hand fingers. However, her first cyber enhancements were not voluntary. She was in a serious car crash that fractured her back, both her ankles, and her knees. After surgery, one of her kneecaps was replaced with a 3D printed one. If it were not for the cybernetic kneecap, she would not be able to walk. After that experience, she moved on to voluntary personal modifications. It is clear that the idea of incorporating technology into the human body can be viewed in various ways. Swedes, for example, see it as a way to make daily life more convenient and less burdensome. People like Neil Harbison and some transhumanists see it as a way to expand human perception and abilities. Others, however, may see our willingness to accept technological modification as something that negates our basic identity as human beings. At least, The addition of new abilities modifies our understanding of what it is to be human.
Listening and conversation.
I was really surprised to know that thousands of Swedes have implanted microchips just for their convenience.
I have the same opinion. In Japan, most domestic dogs have microchips in their skin, but not humans.
Pet microchips provide permanent ID for pets, don't they?
That's right. But I think Neil Harbison's iBorg is socially acceptable because he has congenital colorblindness.
But his device is not just a replacement, but a kind of human enhancement.
Yes, you have a point.
The addition of new abilities is controversial because it modifies your understanding of what is human.
We need some forms of ethical standards.